Good morning. Skies remain mostly clear overnight across a large part of interior New York and New England, and with light winds and high pressure overhead, temperatures dropped off into the 20s in most locations. With a few scattered clouds passing by early this morning, readings are in the lower 30s in a few valley locations, and that's how we will open up this Wednesday. Most everyone will have full sunshine throughout the day today with that same high pressure in control. A southerly wind will develop and increase to about 5 to 10 miles per hour and push temperatures quickly back through the 30s and 40s and into the lower 50s for afternoon highs. Spring officially arrives this afternoon at 5:58 p.m. Tonight, clear skies will be followed by increasing clouds for the overnight hours, and there is the risk of a few scattered showers, especially in southern New York and toward the Finger Lakes by sunrise on Thursday. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken during the day on Thursday as high temperatures reach into the mid-40s. With two disturbances heading our way, one from the Great Lakes, the other from the Mid-Atlantic region, scattered showers will become a steadier cold rain by Thursday afternoon. At this point, we'll track a developing low-pressure system over the Delmarva Peninsula and up the eastern seaboard toward Cape Cod. On this track, more showers are likely Thursday night and Friday, and depending on the strength and how much cold air is generated by this system, we could see the rain change to a heavy wet snow across the higher terrain on Friday morning and into the afternoon, especially across the Adirondacks and Catskills and Green Mountains. High temperatures on Friday will average in the lower 40s. The wind will also pick up in association with this system on Friday afternoon, and it'll be windy and cold on Saturday behind it with a few leftover snow showers to start the weekend, highs near 40. Back to sunshine and lower 50s on Sunday as high pressure dominates once again. By Monday, another wave of low pressure will head our way from the Ohio Valley, and there is the chance of snow or rain, highs back into the upper 30s. And then turning sunny and cold again by Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, major to historic and catastrophic flooding will continue across parts of the Missouri and Mississippi River basins due to rapid snowmelt as a result of heavy rainfall last week. A round of light rain showers that moved through last evening may only exacerbate flooding across the region. Flood warnings and advisories remain in effect, mainly focused across parts of eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. Aerial flooding is also a concern across parts of the northwest and northern Rockies and high plains, as warm temperatures lead to accelerated snowmelt and the potential for ice jams. Meanwhile, a front lingering across southern Florida that produced showers and thunderstorms yesterday into the overnight hours will finally weaken and it will begin to dry out. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies in 3 degrees with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 48 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 20, 61% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.37 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 50s, Boston sunny near 50, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 45 degrees, the low 24. The average temperature 35, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 6.2 inches of snow for the month, which is 1.7 inches below normal, and 52.9 inches for the year, which is 1.9 inches of snow below normal. There were 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 636, and 5,344 for the season, which is 213 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 78, set in 2012, and the record low, 2, in 1967 and in 1876. Sunrise this morning at 6:59 a.m., sunset this evening 7:07 p.m., 12 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers late tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny, a bit breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds with rain and snow showers moving in overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers late tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers in the morning, a steadier cold rain in the afternoon, mid-40s. Rain showers on Friday, perhaps wet snow in the hills and mountains becoming windy, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, windy with a few snow showers Saturday near 40. Mostly sunny, lower 50s on Sunday. A chance of rain or snow Monday in the upper 30s. And sunny near 40 on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.